You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Udi Karmi, CEO at Office List, a company that helps small businesses and entrepreneurs take benefit from working from flexible workspaces in the United States and Canada. Udi, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm very excited to be here speaking to you today. I'm a big fan of your show, so can't wait to get this started and hopefully get some good insights out there.
Good. I couldn't agree more. So first of all, when did you decide you would follow a path as an entrepreneur?
Well, actually, I don't think I personally had a choice. It's always been in my blood, if you will. Since I was a little kid, I was delving into selling, I guess, snacks and things to kids at school. And when I was finishing college, I took a job at a big telecommunications company, Nortel, and they offered me to stay after the internship and everything, but I decided to start a company. I had I was selling fish and seafood to restaurants and hotels, and that was my first real immersion into entrepreneurship. And well, after a while, I got involved with the internet a lot, and well, it's been like 12 years since, 8-9 years since we started Office List, and I'm pretty pleased with how it's going and the prospects we have for the future.
And tell us about the industry your business serves and why it's relevant to our entrepreneurs listening in.
Well, the executive office suite industry, or the flexible office space alternative, is actually a great resource for entrepreneurs and small companies. Typically, when someone is a company is looking for office space, they think of a 5-year lease with a 100-page contract that has to go through lawyers, and that they have to do build out and buy furniture and cabling and all that stuff. And all this flexible office space, all these executive office suites we work with, are ready to go offices. So if you're starting a business, you don't have to go into all the overhead of setting up your office and buying furniture and contacting the internet company and the phone company and all that stuff, but everything is ready to go. Also, lease terms are very flexible, so you can sign for a day, a month, a year. Typically, companies just stay there for a really long time, but the good thing is you don't have to guess what's going to happen in your business in 6 months or a year or 5 years, because you say, for example, you have 5 people working at your company. What do? You get space for 20 because you think you're going to grow, and then what do you do with that space? You're overpaying for space for so long until you actually reach the 20. What happens if things don't go the way you expected, and then suddenly you don't have 5 people or 2, or you actually decide to work from home? Then you're stuck with a 5-year lease or a 3-year lease and all this personal commitment. So the executive office suite industry provides all this flexibility on lease terms and on the type of space you need. You just pay for what you use. So whenever you hire a person, even if it's for a 3-month project, you just take up more space, and then you can return it and keep on going with your life. And once you grow, you grow into the office, and the office accommodates you. You got a receptionist, conference rooms, kitchen and break area. So everything is set up. You can focus on your business instead of thinking how to run your office.
Why Office List to begin with, and how did it start and grow during these last 9 years?
Well, after a while working on the internet, I actually was looking for a new project, and I ran into these investors that had an internet incubator. So they had a space that was set up for some companies they had invested in, and after the whole internet bust, they were stuck with a long-term lease and huge expenses that they had to cover every month. So we sat down, and I suggested, hey, why don't we sublease and try to get this problem solved? We, doing some research, I ran into the industry, and I found out about executive suites. We set up an executive suite, and it was actually pretty successful. After some years, we sold it, and I started Office List with a friend of mine from college. So he's been my business partner for the last 9 years. And well, that's how we got into the industry. We started off as Lyft. We definitely saw a need in the market for small companies and entrepreneurs to find flexible office space instead of just going through the traditional broker or the traditional ways to find conventional space. And we started that. It was just my partner and I. And since then, we are 15 persons strong and growing. We're in the U.S. We started only in the U.S., and then we opened the Canadian market. We're looking forward next year to expand to the U.K. and hopefully globally. And so we have big projects in the future, and also, well, year by year, we've seen significant progress and growth within our business.
Absolutely phenomenal. Today we are joined by Udi Karmi, CEO at OfficeList, a company that helps small businesses and entrepreneurs take benefit from working from flexible workspaces within the United States and Canada, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Udi, how did you achieve a new growth, and is it common for businesses to stall after a few years?
I believe, yeah. Once you become an entrepreneur, you start a company, when it starts going well, typically what happens is you become an employee of your company. So in order to avoid that and then keep that entrepreneurial spirit alive, you need to be creative and keep on innovating to keep on growing your business, right? So we focused on the U.S. for several years, as I mentioned, and we were finding marginal growth here and there, but we expanded into the Canadian market, which definitely was a big push in the right direction. Our revenues grew like about 15% just by expanding into new markets, so that was a great opportunity. We learned that it's, you know, our focus should be, especially on the leadership in the company, should be in big changes that are going to make a significant impact in your business, and not just focusing on small marginal changes, which typically don't translate into big revenues at the end of the day. So we've been improving our technology and opening new markets and expanding our presence within the U.S. and Canada, and that has definitely helped us grow.
And this may be a question that overlaps a little bit, but what is going on in your business right now, and what exciting projects are you currently working on?
Yeah, it does overlap a little bit. It's common that these things happen. Besides us looking into expanding into the UK and other markets, we're actually reinventing our business, which is the exciting project that I'm working on right now. And typically what happens is when you start working on the website you have or on the way you do things, you take what you have and you start improving upon it. We decided to step away from that norm and really say, okay, if there were no rules, how would OfficeList work? How would clients interact with the website? How would the office location that we promote interact with the client? And we actually come up with several interesting ideas that we are actually in the process of programming and developing in order to launch this new whole website, hopefully by the beginning of next year, if not by the end of this one. And so it's actually been very fun and a very creative process to just rethink the whole business and approach it from a whole different view. So that's that I would say is it's what's more exciting right now of my day to day in the office, and we're pretty excited to see how this pans out.
Certainly is exciting times. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about OfficeList online?
Absolutely. Please visit us at OfficeList.com. That's OfficeList.com. And just you can browse the different office offerings that we have, or just give us a call at 866-354-5478. We have a team of local experts in each region that we work in. And so they know the offices, they know the areas, and they can definitely help you guys find the right office solution that your company needs. And well, our service is completely free, so there's absolutely no cost to you, whether you call us or do it online. And so take advantage of our knowledge and of experience, and that will definitely help you have a successful office search and grow your business.
Very helpful as well to know that. Now, in conclusion, I'm sure the listener would like to tap into your expertise. What advice would you give to anyone looking to create their own business?
I would say don't wait until the time is right, because it's always right and it may never be. So just You know, if you have an idea, if you have a passion for something and you have a job, just, you know, look at extra times where you have some availability and start working on it. Launch it. Don't wait until you raise $1 million. I mean, we started with my business partner and I, we put down like $5,000 to start the business, and we did a lot of things ourselves. So if you have access to the capital, that's great, and it comes with its own risks and rewards. But if you just are passionate about something, just go for it, and things will happen.
Well, certainly appreciate your stopping by. He is Udi Karmi, CEO at Office List, a company that helps small businesses and entrepreneurs take benefit from working from flexible workspaces in the United States and Canada. And once again, the website of reference is officelist.com. Udi, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It was very pleasant. Thank you so much. Have a great one.
Hey, you too. Thanks for coming on. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.